Hey, welcome to today's podcast. Oh, this was a good one, friend. And before anyone asks, I have my husband's permission to share this story. So our kid's new thing right now is Pokemon cards. I didn't even know this was like still a cool thing, you know, but it's not a video game and my kid is super into it. And so am I. That's great. And he has a bunch of friends at school who are also into it. So he wanted to bring his new cards to play with them. Okay, cool. So the other morning, my husband and I were taking our kid to school. We get maybe 3 minutes up the road and he goes, "Oh no. Oh no." I'm like, what happened? He goes, "I forgot my Pokemon cards at the house." My husband was super quick to be like, "Well, we can't turn around for that. We have to get to school." The kid gets super upset, starts crying. He was really excited and looking forward to showing them. And I could see my husband getting more and more triggered. But in between my kid crying, he looked at the clock, and so was I. And it got real tricky real quick. My kid goes, "I think there's enough time to still get to school on time. Please, it's really important to me." Oh, like I was hearing him. Listen, I don't always have the space, but in that moment I was. My husband then goes, "Ham." And truth be told, as I have done many times myself, please believe me, when my consciousness plays hide and seek on me, I have been there too. He looks at me and goes, "No way am I turning around for that." And then he sees my face and he knows I'm going to do some conscious, annoying ass shit. I also want to point out that based on the speed and intensity of his reaction, I know there's more going on, but I'm not going to say that shit in the middle of the storm. What? So I can add some picnic tables to the lawn when the tornado is coming through? Yeah, no thanks. I'll just wait. So just like we can't get through to our kids during a meltdown, same goes for us too, friend. Dysregulation is dysregulation. So I go very gently, "Hey, here's a thought. Just take this in, please. I think we may still be able to make it to school on time." He was like, "So his whining wins." Did you catch that? "So his whining wins." It sounded to me like a child pissed about it being unfair, right? Oh, we'll get back to that. And I did what I would do with a child. I validated what he saw. I get it feels like his whining won. I get that. Validation is not agreement. I cannot say this enough. It's just saying, "I see what you see." So important. And another important side note, another oldie but goodie that my mom loves is, it's the principle, which might fit in here a lot, right? It's the principle. If you ever catch yourself saying that, take a deeper, honest look at what it really is. If the idea that not following through with a program, even though we possibly could, it will leave them spoiled, whatever your reasoning is, being conscious to see if we really do have enough time, or are we just sticking to our guns, which so many of us grew up on, right? That's not care. That's control. That is control. I then go, "Hear me out. We might actually have enough time, I think. What if we just explain the possible natural outcomes, consequences that he can choose to accept or not accept, and then if it goes sideways, we allow him to fall?" I know that's scary to many of us as parents, right? Finding the balance in guiding versus teaching independence and facing their own choices. Huge, right? And you know what crazy awareness came to me after that? Take this in and tell me you can't relate to this. I realized that many of the things that I have tried to control with my kid has a lot more to do with me fearing how I looked as his parent. Oh my God, I know. And then I thought about it. So many family members of mine growing up have referred to kids being late, misbehaving, having learning issues, whatever. Their parents are scumbags. Oh my God, that has gotten thrown around so much in my like growing up. That was like the universal answer for like anything that like a kid did sideways. I swear to God. And I wonder if that plays in my subconscious when I get triggered being late for school and how he does in school. Now that I see it, even as a possibility, it loses its power. So if you saw something too right now, that is awesome. Not a bad thing. You caught it. This is why shadow work is so important. Just being brave enough to bring the subconscious pattern or belief into the conscious by looking at it, just acknowledging that it might be there, you have already changed the dynamic that it holds over you. Crazy, right? Okay. So back to the super fun car ride. So my husband was not thrilled, but he was like, oh, okay, fine, whatever. So I tell my kid, so listen, you may be late for school. You may not be able to walk in with your class. You may have to go to the office and get a note that you were late. And you may have to walk in while they're in the middle of stuff, which might be uncomfortable. Are you cool with all of that to go back? Yep. He was so quick. And I really think we're going to make it though, Mom. Okay, turn the ship around. So we head back to the house. We grab the cards and we make our way back to school. I swear to God, he was going extra slow on purpose. And I was very playfully like, don't you dare act like you go this slow normally. I swear to God. Like, and he did a laugh. He fucking knew too. Like, laughter breaks through the ego. Courtesy of my man Eckhart Tolle, and it totally does. Your ego can't fight properly when you're laughing, right? I think the laugh is our heart acknowledging the truth of a situation, right? So we get there right on the damn dot. He did miss walking in with his class. He did. But he did not skip a beat about it. He gave us a hug, rolled in with another class as soon as there was like a little space there for him. It was fine. And I could see my husband was waiting for me to say something. A fucking I told you so, like some bullshit, right? That actually tells me he's still on guard. So I'm not even going to bring like my crazy ass analysis that I can't help doing just yet. So later on that day, when I could see he was more regulated, I bring it up. But I caution you. How you present the information will make the difference if it is truly received or they go on the defensive again. I go, hey, so I could tell by the intensity of your reaction, the speed of your reaction, that wasn't really you, not present you. I think you know that. I said it with love and the intention of compassion and understanding. I said, you would have never been given that consideration, especially with so-and-so that was always super strict and anxious about being on time. Always like, let's go. No fucking way would they have stopped to consider your request. And that I'm sure was super hard for your inner child to see that it could be done this way too. I imagine they were jealous and pissed over the injustice that they were not given that grace and consideration. I am so sorry. He did not argue. He did not get mad. He nodded in agreement. And I could tell was now entering sadness. Anger is often a cover-up for the pain of sadness and injustice. How beautiful to watch when we validate and allow the feelings of our inner child that they had to stuff down and repress. You make the unconscious conscious they heal. And they don't need to act out in that way with similar situations that will sure as shit come up in the future. That's why we have to look at and investigate our triggers and patterns. If you lose your shit right out of the gate in a situation that you know, when you know, doesn't fit the level of response, you got to be honest with yourself here if you really want to do things. If you were told something horrific news you just got, yes, the immediate crazy reaction might be totally appropriate. So don't gaslight yourself there either, friend. Scrutinize your nose. And no, not the one on your face. It's totally perfect, friend. Many of our super fast gut reaction nose are not really ours. And to tell if it's care or control, the natural consequence will come super easy and fast to you. Can I run out in the street? No, you cannot. You can get hit by a car. See, super easy, no doubt about it. And if it's just the principle of it without any other reasoning, you most likely stepped into a pile of control. Yucky. And then you give your inner child compassion for doing what they were taught and promise to help support them making different choices now. That's how you get out of guilt and shame also. And some of those choices might be having the courage to lovingly allow your child to face and fall from their decisions, which is so powerful. And it is going to require you to hold yourself and how you may look to others. So hard, right? They are learning, though. They are learning that bravery, too. I promise you. Ah, our kids can awaken and heal us like no other. If we allow it, it is such a gift. A super annoying, at times triggering ass gift. Like fucking like workout equipment, right? But it is a gift if we allow it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Sending you all so much love. I'll see you on the next one, friend.